Damn. I'm getting heated.
He is fucking playing you. He is just trying to run it raw. A leather fetish, which I had to Google to make sure it was a good thing, but we'll get to that. I'm not kink shaming. Shut up, Karen. As soon as I sit in my car with the leather seats, I just cream in my pants. You don't have to have sex. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to dry hump my pillow all the time.
You should fight Francesca.
I feel like she'd beat the fuck out of me. Go on the trip.
Go on the trip. Don't fuck his dad. Don't cancel the trip.
Fuck his dad on the trip. Really trip him out. Like, oh, you don't want to date me? Guess who's your mother? Wow. Hey guys, we're back and we're better than ever before. First off, thank you so much to everyone who commented, DM'd, posted on your story last podcast episode. I didn't actually realize how many people we hit. Like, that was very impactful. Dude. It was crazy. Did you get a stack of DMs as well? Because I had so many people just say, hey, thank you for being vulnerable. And like, thanks to Abby for giving him space and shit, like, to talk about it.
Oh, nice. No, I didn't get that.
Even not on the tap in play. Clips page.
Oh, the tapping clips. There's DMs. Yeah,
bro,
lots of nice stuff.
I saw heaps of tweets, and like, I swear to God, I read every single DM. I try my best, but obviously I can't reply to every single one. But there was so many lovely DMs of people saying, hey, thank you for this, thank you for that. We're still trying to sort and figure out which is the best charity to donate the money to for last episode, but it was really good, and I really appreciate everyone for jumping aboard and talking about it and their experiences. And I promise I read all your DMs. There was a lot of people that said, like, thank you, this has made me reconsider taking my own life, to see how much pain you're in and stuff like
Damn,
that. And mind
dude.
You, I'm still hurting, but we're on fire. I'm leaving to Mexico. All right, here we go. I got a couple things I need to talk about.
Okay, what's going on?
First off, I'm fucking pissed off today.
Dude, what's going on?
There's someone staying with me, right?
And
I didn't realize that this was my pet peeve until it was my pet peeve. This person needs a fresh towel every time they shower.
Oh, that's so... I don't know, dude. I wash my towel like once every 3 months.
Here's the thing. the fuck is you got going? Well, I have 3 towels. Right.
Okay.
In my building, if you go down the pool, there's like nice little towels laid around. And you can take them, bring them up and use them. I've never been so annoyed in my entire life. My room is a bomb site. I am so pressed. Now, mind you, this person's very lovely, very sweet, great person. But the thing that annoys me the most is like, I'm very like, I love to keep my space clean. I love to, like, I wake up in the morning, I make my bed. I make sure my room's tidy. And if it isn't, if my room is cluttered and stuff's going on, I feel like I'm cluttered in my head. So I have this thing where, like, I have water bottles and, like, the Just Water, the cardboard things. I give them water, like, her water, like, every now and then or whenever she needs it. And she'll just leave it around.
Water bottles?
That just blows my mind. Oof. Like, even this morning, I think I snapped. I was like, hey, there's a half-empty container of water on the couch. There's a half empty Fiji bottle in my bedroom, and there's one on the TV cabinet. Figure out which one you're gonna drink, and please just put the others in the fridge or in the bin. Like, that frustrates me more than anything on earth. Like, here's the thing, it has turned me off her so much. I don't even want to have sex with her. I come back and I'm angry. I'm like, I walk in my own apartment. She's been here for like 3 days. She said, hey, can I come stay on Monday? I was like, sure, you can stay. Yesterday, I get back. I'm like, what day are you going? Like, you don't live in the city. I was like, I'm not trying to be rude, but like, I have so much work to do, and like, I love my space. And I don't know you like that. And
right.
She's like, well, no, I'm leaving Friday. And then like last night, she's like, take me to here. I was like, look, I have had meetings till 9 p.m. last night.
Jesus.
So frustrated. But the towel thing, I didn't realize that was a pet peeve. If you're listening, please. Just use one towel. I asked her, I was like, why don't you use every towel? She goes, oh, one for my body and one for my hair. I'm like, just do
and
one.
And then so it's 2 towels
every single time
per shower.
And I only have 3 towels.
That's wild.
So I have to, she's like, oh, this is dirty, wash it.
Because like, you'd have to do a load of laundry for like every 3 showers.
She's running up the water bill and she's showering 4 times a day. She'll wake up, shower, have sex, shower, shower again, shower, 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 sham wow. It was like the blowing my mind. I'm so frustrated.
Right.
Yo, what's happening, guys? I actually do, like, I do want to learn a new language because we are, like, in America, there's a lot of people speak Spanish. So that's why we're coming in hot with our sponsor, Babbel. Babbel is the number one selling language learning app. If you have an attention span like me and you don't like to sit around and do shit for too long, Babbel's the number one shop, like, spot to do it. Like, they have 15-minute lessons, which make it a perfect way to learn. Learn on the go, get things going, and keep moving forward. Like, it's just, I think it's the perfect way to get little bite-sized information and move forward. Because learning a new language is difficult. Like, I'm still in the process of trying to figure it out. Really trying to learn Spanish because there's so many little mamacitas that I just, you know, want to impress. Like, this is, you know, lads, ladies, if you want to impress someone, especially when you're traveling abroad. When I was 18, like, traveling the world, and I could see other people would understand what's going on, that would frustrate me the most because it was just such, the language barrier is just so frustrating. Mm.
This company too, they teach you how to do like conversational. They teach you like, hey, how's it going? Where's it? Like, how to hold a conversation. In high
that's
school.
What we want. That's what yeah. we want. Like, they make, and especially if you're at a bar, you know, you can go say, hola. Right. Si, bonjour. Right. I don't know what I just said. Konnichiwa. Look, I've been doing it all. Mm-hmm. But right now, here's the magic words. Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to babbel.com and use code TAPIN. That is BABBEL.com. Code TAPIN for an extra 3 months free. Babbel, language for life. Look, like, why not? You know what? If we're not improving ourselves, if we're not growing, we're dying. So let's improve ourselves. Let's learn a new language. Let's look better. It's the summer. It's gonna be a hot girl summer. You know, let's go travel. Let's go to Spain. Let's go to Greece, and let's speak Greekanese. Hi, my loves. We are back, and we're better than ever. We have Parade, our favorites over at Parade, have blessed us again with a beautiful code to save you some money. If you use code TAPIN at yourparade.com, you get 25% off $40 plus orders. If you haven't heard about Parade, they're the bee's knees of underwear. They're here to make your fanny feel amazing, look after your bum and hug your titties. They're also sustainable. They're good for the environment. They're good for your bits and bobs down there. Now, they wanted us to talk about a new creative basic that they got coming out, bralettes. No imprints, no digging, just comfort, weightless, soft fabric for your tatas, and their very own airband technology, which they engineered for real support for your titties, for the girls up here, for their milk cannons. They come in two very distinctive styles, the scoop and the triangle, with over a dozen different colors, so you can feel sexy, you can look sexy, you can get all the colors to make you look and feel like a beautiful woman that you are. The mix and match possibilities are endless for a limited time only. This isn't gonna be forever, my loves, my ladies. So head over to yourparade.com, user code tap in. You will get 25% off any purchase over $40 with the code tap in. So please head over to www.yourparade.com/tapin. And refresh your top drawer with colorful, comfortable, creative basics. Make yourself look nice. Make yourself feel nice because it's 2021. We should be feeling and looking good, especially sexy and sustainable, especially to a company that gives back. We love you. It's so angry. And also, I just want to say one thing that is like piggybacking off this, which is something that I really enjoy, is one time I was hooking up with this person, and every time before bed, she would bring me a bottle of water. That... oh my God. That is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Changed my life.
That's very nice.
I swear to God, if the thoughts and how considerate that is, especially, you know, before sex or you're heading to the bedroom and they walk in with a beautiful bottle of water and one for themselves on each side of the bed, changed everything for me. I always have fresh bottles of water stacked in my fridge, but we're environmentally conscious, so they're just water or box water.
Mm-hmm.
Have them in the fridge, ready for if anyone comes over and if they want to have a sleepover. Here's your water beside the bed. Here's some pineapple, maybe some dried mango, and on my side is just water.
That's great.
Best advice. Like, yeah. I swear to God, because it's stuck in my head. Obviously, you know, that's an expensive way to live. to have water like that all the time. But
I keep a stack of Bless vibrators next to my bed, and then when they leave in the morning after I don't please them, I say, "Here's a vibrator, and here's some crate underwear."
That's even more concerning. That's good. They're probably a little bit confused. They probably give you some sort of
say
like
sorry about last night. Here's something for the road.
Something to make your morning better. I'm so sorry, but that. I swear to God, if you're about to hook up with someone new, or just make it a habit, if you have someone coming over, just put a nice little glass of water beside their side of their bed, or just have it prepared.
Yep.
Because if things get heated, we need our thirst quenched. And I'm saying girls and guys, like everyone, get involved. Bring water, hydrate. We're thirsty motherfuckers, and like that's a workout. We're in the you're in the tiger's cage. The tiger will eat, so the tiger will get sweaty as well. That was terrible.
Yeah, there's lots of people that include in their morning routine like lemon water, like water with like lemon and salt, and then like gets everything going.
Lemon and cucumber.
Nice.
I've been having cucumber in my water overnight. And apparently there's a whole bunch of vitamin Z in it. Or you guys say Z. Vitamin Z. Apparently it's really good for your skin.
I'm Canadian, so.
Oh, you say Z?
I say Z. Oh, well, no, actually, I flip flop.
Yeah.
I flip flop.
You're a chameleon.
Yeah, sometimes depends where I am, you know?
But apparently, it's really good for your skin, but also your digestive system. I've been pooping like 4 times yesterday.
Nice.
Crazy. Flushing me out.
Makes you
feel
alkaline,
good.
Which is good for you.
That's a big word. What does that mean?
Alkaline, there's acidity and alkaline. So you got the test strips.
Yeah.
And you put that in, and then it's acidic.
Alkaline.
You want to be alkaline and not acidic.
And it makes you feel good.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? I put a tiny bit of baking soda in my coffee.
Why?
Makes it alkaline. Less acidic. Tastes better.
Really?
Yeah.
Baking soda?
Yeah, tiny bit.
So we don't like acid?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a doctor. Don't listen to my medical advice, everybody. I'm just an idiot comedian. don't listen to anything I say.
Do you see all the drama that's happening with Lana and Mike?
Oh, yeah, probably, because I've been banging Lana. Oh.
We're back, bitches, and we have the beautiful Balesa sponsor back at it again. If you're listening to audio only, I have 2 vibrators on my head and a nice little cock ring wrapped around my 2 middle fingers. Because Balesa is more than sex toys. They are the ethical porn movement. They're starting it. They're running it up. If you're not too sure if this is the first time you're hearing about Balesa, it's ethical porn made by women. Like, it's 100% the sex you want to see. It's consensual filming. The performers are of the legal age, which is always a good tick of approval in my book. It's incest-free. You'll never actually stumble on a stepsister-stuck scene. So Balesa performers actually choose who they want to work with. So the females, they have full control. It's a good time for the girls. That's what we're focusing on here. This is 2021. We're all about our queens. We're all about our women. As you know, we're all about taking care of them. Lads, if you're listening, hop on over there. bplus.co/tapin. Hop over there. You pay whatever you want for the subscription. And you can see what actually makes, you know, what actually tickles a girl the right way. There's obviously sex toys, which are always a winner in our book. But most importantly, this is what we're focusing on. The ethical porn. Look, you go over to other websites, you don't know actually what's going on. You don't know the backstory. You know, it could be a terrible time. They may not want to work with that male performer. There could be some bad stuff going on behind the scenes. At Balesa, it's guilt-free masturbating, guilt-free coming. That's what we love. We love to come without the guilt. We don't want to wake up the next day and feel dirty and gross and like a terrible time. That's why we love Balesa. We want to come with the ease of mind and have a great time. My loves, head over. Do it for me. Do it tonight. Do it because you love me and I want you to come. That's what I want. I love you and I want you to come. I want you to flick your bean till the cows come home. Go over to bplus.co/tapin. Hop over there. You pay whatever you want for the subscription.
The other thing that's cool about Balesa is that it's discreet billing. And I think privacy is really important. So go to bplus.co/tapin for as little as $1. Pay what you want for the Netflix of porn.
I'm kidding. So, Lana and Mike are going through it. There's so much drama that's going on. So, we're friends with Mike. We're friends with Lana. We're friends with Logan. Mm-hmm. But Mike's got himself in a very hairy situation. Lana, like, posted on Twitter, coming at him, saying, like, literally. So, Mike said in pros and cons list of why he would and wouldn't date Lana, which I get. It's a mature way to go about it.
He posted it?
No, he sent it to her and she posted it.
Wow, dude.
The one bit in there was like, apparently she chews with her mouth open.
Oh.
I get it.
Don't get me started.
Really?
It's there's an medical thing with mouth eating. It's similar to a claustrophobia. So if I'm in a room with someone and they're chewing with their mouth open, they're chewing gum and they're lip slapping, I feel the same feeling of feeling a claustrophobic.
No way.
I'm like, I have to leave.
That's
like,
a thing?
I'll walk out of the room. Like, I'll throw headphones on. Like, I'll get fucking angry.
Really?
And it could be somebody who I could be with my best friend on best terms on the best day.
If
they start chewing with their mouth, like, I want to, like, explode, and then I also like don't want to say anything because I'm irrationally angry, and I know that.
Wow, that's an actual thing.
Like fucking furious.
Well, I can tell you're not fucking Lana then, because if that's what's happening.
Oh yeah, yeah. No,
that's a blatant lie.
Of course, I'm just trying to get some good internet rumors out there. Yeah,
we're trying to move the needle, but yeah. Their shit's going bad, man. And I feel for Mike because I know he's a good dude. Like, he's a good guy and he doesn't know what's going on. And I understand the pros and cons list of, like, because that's a mature way to go about it. Like, hey, here's a couple things that I really love about you. And here's a couple things that I don't enjoy about you. And, you know, this is what I would want to work on. If a girl sent that to me, I'd be like, okay, cool. Like, she's really thought about it. She's articulated what's going on. She sent it to me. Then I'll send her something back. But It just started a war. Like, Lana has posted on Twitter, she's going at him. It's a messy situation. Very hairy. It made my situation look very good.
What was his intent in sending that? Was that to get back together, or was that just to be a dick?
I think for clarity, to be honest. I think he needed to, like,
the mature thing to do is when you break up, don't talk to each other at all.
From my understanding, from what I saw on Twitter, is that he was actually blocked. So he sent it on his friend's account. So I understand that that's right. But it's a messy situation. We're not here to talk shit. But I just thought that's a bit of drama that's going on. Mike called me. He's very upset about what's happening. Because as you would be, you know, that's your ex-girlfriend. You loved her. Everything's going on. And speaking of that, Lana's coming on the show.
Nice.
It's great. I'm getting good at these transitions.
You're getting really good at them, dude.
We got to get her on next week, I believe. Fingers crossed. Once she gets back from New York, we're going to try and get her in, talk about everything that's going on. But I don't talk about the drama. I don't trash talk my boy. But I want to talk about other
things. I'll trash talk him, and then me and Lana will leave together. This episode comes out, she's just like, I'm not going on.
She's like, actually, I'm not going to go on that shit. Yeah, fuck, they're weird. But the other internet drama I want to talk about is these TikTok fights. I want to put some predictions out there because there's a TikTok and YouTube event coming up in June 12th. No way is it sponsored, but a lot of my friends are fighting. I'm going to be there.
Nice.
I'm going to be rings. I actually might even be a ring girl. You know, I might walk out with my titties out because I'm not fighting. I was meant to fight on the card, but my opponent is doing a lot better than we thought he was going to do, and he's moving forward with other fighters. And then the other guys that they wanted me to go up against just doesn't really make sense. It doesn't work out, and it's like too little, too late. So I want to go through my predictions because it's a hot topic, and it's about to get a whole bunch more.
You're a hard guy to find a opponent for because of your size, and then also an interesting fight, and also, you know,
it's tough because I had a few people reach out, and then there's like, oh, like obviously now there's a whole bunch of other fights, like people trying to put on other fights. There's one in Dubai, there's another one here, there's another one in LA. Like, it's that people are trying to make it happen because there's a lot of money and buzz around it. So I'm like, you know, if it's the right person, I'll fight anyone. Yeah. And I didn't really hate anyone.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I get in that environment, I will get violent and I will hate someone and I will make them hate me. So
you should fight Francesca.
I feel like she'd beat the fuck out of me.
Probably. That's why I think it would be a good fight.
I'll be blinded. Yeah. And be done. But they wanted me to fight a couple other dudes, but I'm like, look, I go to their house every other day. Like, I don't want to go in there, be violent, hurt this man, and then be awkward when I come. And plus, I was like, it's not my avenue that I want to go down. I want to be like fun, playful, and enjoyable. But let's go up the list. So June 12th, This is live and happening in Hard Rock Stadium. I'm going to be there. It's going to be a great time. But the first fight on that is Ryland Storms versus Tanner Fox. Now, mind you, boys, if you're listening to the podcast and any other drama channels that pick this shit up, I love you all. I love you all, but this is just my personal predictions. I think that for the first fight, Tanner Fox is going to take it. Tanner Fox is looking like a young stallion. He's lean. He's a fighting machine. He's got great chat. I just feel like Ryland isn't taking it serious. Ryland, I love you. I want you to impress the world. I want you to do amazing things. And I'm in your corner. I'm in everyone's corner. But I just feel like Tanner has been working his little ass off.
I think Ryland's got it, to be honest with you.
He is.
I don't know who either of them are.
he does scrap, though. I've seen him scrap. So
nice.
He does get about it, and he's got the height advantage, blah, blah, blah. The next one is FaZe Jarvis and what's this other guy? Michael Lee. I don't know Michael Lee, but I'm just going to say FaZe Jarvis because he's one of the FaZe boys. The next one that matters most is DDG and Nate Wyatt. Now, I've seen DDG, the rapper, throw hands. He's very good. He's got some good paws on him. He's got some good mitts. But I'm backing Nate on this one. Nate is the silent fox. I feel like he's been working in silence. He's been working hard. He's been checking in. He's telling me what's going on. I feel like he's got it. I feel like he's going to come out and impress a lot of people. He's already athletic. He's already lean as shit. Here's the thing. With these fights, I don't think any of them are going to be a knockout. Oh, actually, now Taylor's going to fucking knock out this
Gibb. Wait, kid. Taylor is...
Taylor Holder.
Yeah. He's that guy's athletic. I know who that is.
We'll get to him. But I feel like Nate's going to win on points. I feel like all these other boys are going to win on points. Vinny against Deji. I feel like this Deji kid's got a lot to prove. He got fucking embarrassed by Jake. I feel like Vinny's been working very hard as well, but Vinny's a really good dude, so I don't know if he has that type of aggression in him. It's going to be a tough one. So I'm backing Vinny on this one. The next one, Taylor and Gibb. I'm going Taylor. Taylor is a killer. There's just no way Gibb is going to beat him. Like, I swear to God, there's just absolutely not a bone in my body that tells me that Gibb will come out on top of Taylor. Taylor has legit, he may as well be a professional boxer. This kid moves and trains boxing for years. He fights. He's been in a stack of scraps. He's a good fighter. He knows what's going on. People are just going to underestimate him because he's a TikToker and he's actually about it. Like, Taylor's act, like, if you go to Taylor's face, he's the type of dude that won't even blink. He'll just smack you. Like, that's the thing. Now we get to the big fight of the night. Austin McBroomstick and Bryce Hall. I don't know why I called him Broomstick. Sorry, Austin. I love you. Okay. This is Bryce, don't get angry at me. I think Austin's going to win. That's my prediction.
I think Austin will win, too.
I've seen Austin move, and here's how I personally see it. I feel like Austin, because Austin called out people.
Right.
There's no actual evidence behind this whatsoever. I feel like Austin waited until he was ready to be able to just rock someone. So I feel like he's been ready for a minute. Now he's just sharpening his tools. He's getting that fitness. I just feel like he's got a lot more to prove. You know, like he's old. He's got a family. He's doing it for them. Like, he's been working very, very hard. He's not entertaining other things. I see Bryce has been on like frat parties and stuff like that. Bryce is looking really good. Like, he's looking sharp. The jawline's on fleek.
I'm not throwing shade.
Yeah, you are.
You
can't open with that because then you're going to throw shade.
No, it's just what I see. I think I'm a fan. He has a big nose and it's a large target to hit.
Is that your boxing analysis?
Yes.
Well, I think with that in mind, I don't think it's going to be a knockout. That's the thing. I don't think any of these, apart from Taylor, I feel like Taylor's going to just impress a lot of people. I feel like it's all going to be on points. The Austin, Bryce, I feel like it's just going to go to the end of the rounds. Everyone's going to be exhausted. They're going to put it in. It's either going to be a TKO or points. That's it. I feel like they're going to try, but the press conference is happening on May 18th. I'm going to be there. I might just try and punch someone just to get them a bit of attention because I feel a little bit lonely.
You should.
Yeah, I might just.
Boxing's sick, dude.
I might punch one of the security guards. Like, hey, should we just scrap?
When I first moved to LA, I did a boxing match like this.
How'd you do it?
I won first round TKO.
Damn, you're yeah, killing.
I landed 100 body shots in 2 minutes. I know that sounds ridiculous, but I could actually post a video. I was in the worst shape of my life, too.
100 body shots in 2 minutes.
Yeah, I was fighting a guy that was in worse shape than me. He was like a very skinny guy. He was like drinking.
Just
mountain.
Aiming for the body?
Yeah, all body. Just bump, 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 bump. That's whole time? It. Just that's no all head? It. Yeah, I was being like, for the first round, we were only going to do body shots. And then he started throwing headshots, and I didn't care. I just like kept flurrying him and just trying to just go Damn. For his body. And then he started puking after the first round.
Damn, I didn't know you were about it like that.
Yeah. And then there was also on the card was a big fat guy versus a guy with cerebral palsy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then there was another fight on the card. Two really fat guys, like morbidly obese, like 450
Where are these
guys.
Fights being held? I feel like
it was all illegal. It was all comedians. Yeah, yeah. It was super illegal. It was all comedians. It was comedians fighting to open up for a much bigger
Why would
comedian.
You want to box someone with cerebral palsy? Imagine if you like seriously heard that. I would feel so bad.
The guy with cerebral palsy did pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. It was actually like a uplifting thing.
It was like a Rocky moment.
It was like a Rocky moment. I think it'd be meaner to not box the guy with cerebral palsy.
But what if you hurt him? Like, it's just...
Well...
I guess, yeah. You know what? He stepped in there. He knew what he was doing. So yeah. Hats off to him. Shout out yeah. to that guy. But we're going to switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
I know you guys don't care about boxing. I know you don't care about any of this shit. You want to know what happens...
I really do care about...
You're invested. Yeah. We're going to... We want to know... I know you want to know about what to do when hitting it from the back. That's... I got a DM from this lovely lady, lovely listener, and she said this. And I have a whole stack of the Love Doctor questions as well because people are going crazy. There's an interesting one about a leather fetish, which I had to Google to make sure it was a good thing. But we'll get to that. I just had a question about sex and what should females do while in this position. I've been with numerous men and everyone seems to have a different kind of flow, but I can't seem to pinpoint what is the right thing to do. While doing doggy, as a female, should we stay still, move back and forth as well, keeping it to rhythm or what? Lol. Oh, I didn't mean to say little. I don't want to make it seem like I'm a starfish because I'm definitely not. But I don't want to make it seem like I don't know what I'm doing. Should I move or stay still? Help a girl out. All right, my love. You look great. You look like you know what's going on. So for me personally, I prefer if I'm hitting it from the back, I know that that is baby making position. Like that will get me to bust every single time. Mm-hmm. Massive bum guy. I love a beautiful bum. So I prefer when I'm hitting it from the back that I have full control. That I'm and mind you, I love it when a girl like moves a bit around a little bit. But I love it when I'm like smashing away, doing my thing, hot and heavy. But as I start to get like out of breath, that's when you start moving back. Cause then I know once you're doing that, like, Lord have mercy, my children are being left inside you. Like that is If once you just notice, you feel when someone's like a little bit out of breath, they're starting to slow down, their stamina, you know, they're sweaty, they're heated. That's when you start backing up and clapping and moving. Like, I think it's personally very hot when you're like standing from the back and a girl's like moving back and forth on you. Damn, I'm getting heated. I actually did just have sex before I came here.
Nice.
Yeah, it was considerably embarrassing on my behalf. But I love it when a girl like moves back and forth, like when you're starting to slow down. So it's like a in-between answer, but I think that's fair. Do you enjoy that? Is that a good answer? You enjoy that one?
Yeah. It's, you know, if a guy's going fast, then stay still. But if a guy's going slow, then find the rhythm.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Wow. Very, very mature. Very good answers. Also, I just want to say I screenshotted so many responses from the last thing because it was crazy the amount of like positive comments and people just saying thank you. So I wanted to say thank you while I'm
dude. I had like 5 people message me and say, hey, tell Harry he's a fucking pussy for crying the whole time.
Bro, I had one person that said some shit like that. I was like, bro, how are you gonna tell me that I'm like being a bitch for just being a human and like crying a little bit.
Right. I was reading through the comments and then there was like all these like beautiful comments, like yeah. truly like amazing, like it's so nice of those people. It's like amazing. And then there was one guy was like, hey, Harry, tell us about something.
Pyramids and manifestation. Yeah. You should really go to deep. I was like, bro, like
read the room of it.
But I just want to say, like, all the comments.
We're grateful for that guy listening and comment.
No, thank you for listening. And we're not trying to give you shit. We just think it's funny. But all the, I tried to get through as many comments as possible, but the comments were lovely. Like, I really am blessed to have you listening and tuning in, but most importantly, leaving your two cents. So for that, we're doing Love Doctor today.
Hell yeah.
We're bringing it back. Fuck, I was going to do Confession Corner, but I feel like if you're listening, it's a little bit hard for us to like build on it. We love Love Doctor. We love talking about this shit. We love trying to give you advice, but I want to get straight into it. I want to go straight into the deep end. Leather fetish. This one is interesting. It's very interesting. The stuff about bleeding, spicing up sex life. The leather fetish is the one that really threw me off this morning. I'm going to read it for you. Too long for the question box, but after 1.5 years of dating, I found out my boyfriend has a leather fetish. We struggled up until this point to have sex because he couldn't stay hard from this fetish when all along. I'm going to read that again. We struggled up until this point to have sex because he couldn't stay hard from this fetish when all along. I would have just been okay wearing leather boots and lingerie. So I had to do some research because I'm like, there's no way. Like, and I'm not kink shaming. Shut up, Karen. I'm just trying to figure out if this is actually a thing. Like, imagine having a leather fetish.
Explain what a leather fetish is.
Okay. I need to. So I was looking up a handful of things. So there's like rubber and leather. I can't even say it. Leather? Like, what the fuck's going on with my brain? There's rubber and leather fetish. So what it means is the sexual physical act is related to sexual attraction, sexual fantasy, and sexual behavior. Fetish, that's the definition. Where is it? And I had a government website open because I was where I was pooping from my vitamin C cucumber water. And I'm like, there's vitamin Z, sorry. And I was like, how does this, there's just no way.
That's a good rapper name, Leather Fetish.
Okay, that is a good name.
It sounds like a Marvel character, like a villain.
Here comes
like
Leather Fetish. Okay, so, because I was like, how do you get to a point where you can look at leather and be like, fuck. I would just want to fucking get inside that. Like, do you look at a cow or like?
Ooh, good question.
So I was like, is there ways that this has happened? So they're saying culture and socialism influence human sexual desire. Certain cultures place major importance on certain body parts and certain sexual practices. It is inevitable that consequence upon patriarchy and male control in many societies, female sexuality is subjugated. Bro, that doesn't even make sense. Hold up. Where's the shit about? So it was saying that some cultures, the region in the brain which processes sensory input from the feet is next to the region which processes genital stimulation. And there may be an accidental link between the two. The scientists proposed that fetishism may be based on a reflex component within the temporolabial region of the brain. And although usually inhibited, it may be released under certain circumstances such as a brain injury. So if you've got a brain injury, it could trigger getting a leather fetish. Bro, so I was like, how? Like, how is it sexy?
Interesting. So last episode, you were talking about how you got hit in the head pretty hard.
Yes.
Have you noticed any fetishes that came
it's crazy.
Since you got hit
as
in the head?
As soon as I sit in my car with the leather seats, I just cream in my pants. I just can't help myself. I smell the leather and just fucking shoot all over the I feel sorry for my car guys at my building. But I was like, how do you do it? Like, do you like sit there and like have like cowhide? And like just push it up in your nose, or like stroke, like get a leather piece of leather and just stroke it around your schlong. Like, how does it work? So because you have a leather fetish, Okay. A lot of people find leather erotic for various reasons, including the smooth texture, durability, and particular scent. It has also connotations of toughness and strength. In particular, black leather is a favorite staple of fashion in many alternative communities, such as BDSM, community goths, and metalheads. So, it's actually very common. And we're not, again, not kink shaming.
I'm kink shaming.
I'm just genuinely curious. Like, I just think it's crazy. So,
I'm just kidding. I'm not kink shaming.
You lying little fuck.
Yeah.
So this, our beautiful listener, I'm not going to say her name because I'm not going to put you on blast like that, but she has been struggling with her boyfriend because of leather and stuff like that. So maybe if there is...
So she doesn't like the fact that he
I think
is into leather?
I think it was more so a statement. Like, I think she also just didn't know what to do. But I'm pretty sure there is, like, lingerie where it's, like, BDSM and, like, you could have, like, a nice little leather whip for your bum and stuff like that. So maybe I'm thinking, like, if there's issues with him getting hard in the bedroom, maybe you had, like, a little leather choker. You know, let him sniff that while he's piping you down a missionary. Or, like, is there ways to keep your cowboy boots on? I feel like, bro, imagine going to Texas. This dude would be just fucking creaming everywhere. It'd be crazy.
Yeah, he could wear like, a leather mask.
Yeah. Oh, imagine that. Just walk around chubbed up because you have a leather mask on. Like, imagine go for a ride on a bike with a leather like, that is just so dangerous for me. Like, if I had a leather fetish,
yeah,
fuck me, man. Rodeo, you'd be like, oh, damn, is that crocodile or leather? Please. Bro, I'll be sweating. But I think it was more so a statement. But if you need help, I'm just saying, like, I'm pretty sure there is, like, little bits of leather straps and BDSM things that you can use to keep them stimulated. Like, that is, I just wanted to share that more so than anything. Because I was personally curious because I'd never heard of that. Leather and rubber. A rubber fetish.
Imagine, oh, yeah, I got one of those.
Imagine burning out your tires and just beating you off like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Burning rubber.
Yeah, I jerk off to Too Fast, Too Furious.
So we got this other question where this lady said, I'm scared to give my boyfriend head in case I'm not good at it. Any advice on confidence? Look, here we are. We're two humble dudes. Mm. First off, the best advice I ever got from one of my friends, she said, if you have a gag reflex, tuck your thumb in the middle of your hand, like so, and squeeze it like that. Squeeze it as hard as you can. I swear to God, your gag reflex will disappear. There's something to do with nerve endings and stuff like that. If you're with your man, but here's the thing, like, as a guy, I enjoy, even if you want to pretend to gag, it makes me feel better about myself and I feel great. But that's a tip. If you're struggling to get the whole thing in your mouth, put your thumb in the middle of your palm, squeeze the fuck out of that motherfucker, and you'll be able to get that thing the whole way down and make him look like a little bitch. But you're scared, you're worried, you want to be confident. How do you give head?
See, so many listeners are going to be walking around with broken tendons in their thumbs.
But just try and put your toothbrush or your finger. Try it right now. Put your finger right down your throat.
Okay, let's try and deep throat this mic.
Pretty sure Riley Reed did that on Impulsive. I'm jealous. But confidence advice. So dudes are really easy. Like, we're super simple. You don't have to worry about too much. And if it's your first time giving head or you're starting to go down that route, saliva is everything. Just make sure you know where your teeth are. Just make sure that they're tucked away and your lips are, like, over your teeth or what?
Oh, okay. Okay, because you said tuck away your teeth, and I just no, was I mean, confused. Like, yeah.
Like you just took your teeth out like a grandma.
Yeah.
Tuck that away, and I promise, if you need to come up for air, like, you don't need to keep your mouth on it the whole time. Just beat them up, and that shit drives me crazy a little bit, like, more than anything. Like, when a girl's giving me head, and then, like, pulls back, and there's, like, saliva you see, and she's, like, crying, and she starts, like, beating you off like that. That is crazy for me. Like, that turns me on. But I promise you, it's not that. It's just going to take a little bit of time to get confident at it. And I wouldn't be too stressed if you guys are fairly new to what's going on, because you're still freaking each other out, figuring out each other's bodies. So thank you for putting in the message and you know, being a little bit more curious about how to make the situation better for him, because that's super sweet. That's very lovely. And I hope he's doing the same to you and taking care of you. But it's just going to take a moment to be a little bit more confident. But dudes are really easy. It's just in and out. Just that's it. Like, you don't have to dig for buried treasure or go anything like that. We're super simple. And, teasing is always welcome as well. He'll bust a lot quicker. Yeah? Anything to add?
I think you nailed it.
All right, we're going to
another one. I don't know. I don't have as much experience as you do.
Sucking dick? Okay. We got one. We got. You know, we got like 50-50 male listeners on YouTube. How crazy is that? And 80% on Spotify, female, not dudes.
But, interesting.
So we have one of the boys coming in today. He says, "Okay, so basically, I've been hanging out with this girl, and I knew right away she was different. We love a different girl.
Yeah,
like she only had guy friends and had a messed up family. All right, we're going south of this." She told me she has never been close with someone before, and like the gentleman I am, I wanted to comfort her and help her through everything. This is my guy right here.
Good guy.
About a week into getting closer than usual, she makes me meet her entire family. We drove 5 hours to see them. Then, dun, 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 a week later, she just stopped talking to me, and we didn't speak for 2 weeks. Not for the lack of trying, I text her every day and always one word answers. What should I do? All right, my man. Here's the thing. First, she's got a messed up family. She's got guy friends. Here's the thing. I'm never threatened by dude friends. I think that, you know, if a lady has a lot of guy friends, she's one of the homies. Like, she can hang, she can kick it. You know, she's because, like, I feel like guys have a little, like, a different sense of humor, right? A little bit more like locker room chat and stuff like that. And I feel like if you have a girl that is comfortable with the boys and having a good time, for me, that's great. That's a good thing. I think the messed up family situation would have to do with something that she's probably worried about commitment, worried about having someone there because she's probably not used to it. So it's probably getting to a point where she's starting to like you a lot and getting really excited about the thought of you and really wants to be with you, but is now freaking out that you're not going to be there like her family is, and she's self-sabotaging. That's what I've done in the past where I've been like, I'm afraid of losing you, so I'm going to self-sabotage so that doesn't happen.
Yeah. What this guy has to do is change everything real quick. He has to convince her. He has to change the power. Also, I have to disagree with you there a little bit. Okay. It's not bad when a girl has guy friends. It's, to me, it's a red flag when a girl doesn't have girlfriends.
Right. For sure.
And girls will agree with me on that.
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't get along with girls. I'm like, well, cause, probably because you fuck all their boyfriends.
True. True. Yeah, and we're not coming for anyone, but it's just a general rule of thumb. But I think you agree with the self-sabotage thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I've done that in the past where I've been like, shit, this person's perfect. Just met my family. Like, they're really good. My family likes them. Everything's amazing. I don't know what to do. I'm just going to self-sabotage and just fuck it all unintentionally. But I think the best thing to do is give her some space. Like, let her know that you care and you want to be there for her. And like, look, like, if you're going through anything, I'm here for you. But like, obviously, she just needs space, and she's just trying to figure out how she feels and how to move forward.
Yeah, just don't be there for her, and then she'll be attracted to you again.
Yeah.
Ignore her.
Yeah. Actually, go hang out with her family. But yeah, I just think that is probably what she's doing. She's just worried that things are getting too close, and that she doesn't. Mm-hmm. She's scared that you're not going to be there one day, so she self-sabotages. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a bummer that, like, you meet someone right, but then they might not necessarily be emotionally where they should be, and it doesn't line up perfectly. You also just have to just accept that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sometimes things need a little bit of breathing space and some stuff to happen. But we're moving on. I left my phone at my boyfriend's house on accident. When I got back, I had a gut feeling, so I checked my screen time. I've never done that for when I've left my phone somewhere. He had been on it for 40 minutes. Snapchat, photos, notes, messages, all of it. When I asked him about it, he lied twice until I showed him the proof. I broke up with him, but I'm having a super hard time with it now, and I want him back. Have you got any advice?
I didn't know you could check all that.
Yeah, you can check your screen time, but I didn't know you could be like, hey, in the last hour, what was I on? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Oh, I guess.
I feel like that's good advice, though. If you're ever worried about someone going to your phone.
Well, she must know what her previous screen time was.
She's tapped in. She's
interesting. She knows her statistics. Man, women are smart, dude.
She's got it. I'm going to do that now. I'm going to double check that every day.
Password on.
Well, yeah, I feel like in some relationships, you don't need to, you know? But I just think that everyone gets curious. I understand that. You know, maybe you've done something that made him like question whether you're faithful or what's going on. And I don't feel like that's a reason to break up with someone. I feel like it's a massive breach of privacy. I will have conversations with my friend about someone that I'm seeing that I don't want them to hear, but I just need a vent to get it out so that the relationship stays better. That's the importance of having friendships and relationships. It's the best thing. So I don't think it's a reason to break up with them, but I would just make sure that, hey, like, that's a massive breach of privacy. That is literally like not showing you respect whatsoever. I would say go back with him. You know, he's learned his lesson. You've left him in the dog box for a week.
Yeah, try or figure out how to not be so toxic.
Yeah, well,
sounds like a toxic situation. Yeah,
but I would change your phone password, make sure that he doesn't know what's going on. Or maybe if he freaked out about that and also, you know, he lied to your face, that's a red flag. I wouldn't be with someone who lied to me. Oh, actually, I have. Yeah, I keep going back with them. but I would, you know, maybe he's hiding something. Maybe he's like doubling down and trying to prove a point. But look, you said you want him back. Go back and get that man. Just tell him, like, this is what's up. You are the controller. You are the queen.
Yeah.
We do not stoop for any man over here at Tap In, even though we are men.
I saw an interesting, maybe it was a meme, but if your partner leaves the room and they leave their phone face down, that person might not be...
I'm a face down guy.
Oh, yeah, I'm a face down guy, of course. None of your business.
Yeah, well, I've got business to do. So I have this great chemistry with a guy that's a mutual friend. We've met twice. He was all over me, flirty, touchy, fingery. she didn't say that. I just wanted to add it in. We hold conversation and I get butterflies. Oh my God. I denied him once, playing hard to get, at a go. The second time we met, he was really wanting to hook up. I made mention that I'm a virgin and a relationship girl, but he was trying to get me in bed. From what I understand, he hooks up often. Is there a chance for a relationship here, or do you think he's fetishizing my virginity? I don't know if you can. Can you fetishize a virginity? I don't know. I just feel like he's probably just horny.
I think so.
Okay. Fetishizing my virginity. How should I proceed? When I see him again, please keep anonymous. Oh. Additionally, he apparently had spoken to one of my friends about me asking for her to set it up. It's been 2 months since I saw him last, and I haven't heard anything. Thoughts? Okay, my love. I think that if you think his sole purpose that he wants you is to have sex with you and take your virginity, hang out with him during the day. Make sure that you know that he's a right person. Don't nip him in the butt right away because you think he's a player or you think he just hooks up with heaps of girls, because it may just be rumors. It may just be like he or she say, whatever that means.
Right.
I think that you should definitely hang out with him through like in the day and don't let him like be very like, no, like that's not happening. I'm a relationship girl. Here's the thing. You don't need to have sex with someone to have a relationship or to make them feel appreciated or to make them feel loved or whatever. There's different love languages. You need to explain. If you're listening, go Google love languages. Find out what your love languages are. I feel like I have all of them, but I feel like there's I feel like it goes in order. Like there's obviously you need all of them to be happy, but I feel like you have your top three priorities. But don't let him put his silly little sausage in your stomach. We don't need that.
Yeah.
If he's piping girls left, right, around town, going doing his thing, this is your virginity. You only have one of them. You know? Let's take care of our little flower. We don't want you to be deflowered, my little sausage. My little daffodil. We want you to stay pure and amazing. I don't want you to end up like me. end of the day. But I just want you to make sure that it's the right choice. Like your relationship girl, if you want to be in a relationship, then those things will come over time. It sounds like you're still super young. Those things will come over time. Hang out with them throughout the day. If things are right, you go on for a kiss. You guys start seeing each other for a month. Maybe you give them a sneaky hand job behind the toilet after recess. You know, things start moving a little bit more. You know,
stick to your guns. And if he's not the guy, it might hurt because you're young. But just like, who cares? You'll be fine. You'll bounce back.
And you'll find
a better guy.
You can do other things.
Yep.
You don't have to have sex. You know, I used to dry hump my pillow all the time. It's crazy. Very intimate.
You could get on your knees and recite prayer.
Yeah. You could find Jesus if you really need help. So I've been dating this guy for 6 months, and he's not ready to make me his girlfriend, even though we're exclusive.
Not going to happen.
Red flag right there. Talk every day. Spend all our free time together. I'm starting to feel like I love him, but I don't want to tell him I love him yet. if he's not ready to give me the label, okay, I don't know, I read that terribly. I'm starting to feel like I love him, but I don't want to tell him I love him yet if he's not ready to give me the label. He doesn't want to give me the label because, here we go, this is the kicker. He doesn't want to give me the label because he doesn't feel ready. He wants his next girl to be his wife, and he's scared to lock it down, basically. I don't know. I'm 100% confused. He acts like I'm his girlfriend, but he just won't call me. Like, we are dead ass going to Mexico together along for a holiday next week, and he's been asking me to meet his parents. He is fucking playing you. He is just trying to run it raw. I will call you. I'm telling you, this is a fuckboy. This is a fuckboy salad.
I've been on both sides of the fence on this. Because I've dated a girl for an extended period of time. Yeah. And I was just like not ready. And I just like knew eventually it'll end. Yeah. But, and then I've also like dated girls where I'm like, I want this girl to be my girlfriend. Like, why won't this happen? You know?
Yeah.
And I think it's just, you know, right away. You know, within 2 weeks. You know, right away.
You know if you're serious about this. Like, 6 fucking months. And he's like, oh, baby, the the next girl I want to date is going to be my wife. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, you're a placeholder.
Come on. You're going to Mexico with his parents. And he's not even going to be like, hey, you're my girlfriend.
Take the trip though.
Go on the trip.
Don't cancel the trip.
Fuck his dad on the trip. Really trip him out. Like, oh, you don't want to date me? Guess who's your mother, motherfucker? Look, you are essentially a bench warmer. That's what's going on. Like, you're sitting there until the next best player comes on. Like, he's playing you like a fiddle. He's singing that little fiddle song. So let's drop him. Like, it's not good. I know you say you love him, and I know it's going to hurt, but it's going to hurt more when he finds someone and he's like, you know what? This is my girlfriend. This is my wife. And
that's going to hurt way more.
That's going to fucking kill you. Yeah, fuck his dad.
Yeah. Go to Mexico and fuck his dad.
How do I bring up spicy sex with my boyfriend who was married previously and is pretty vanilla in the bedroom? Belessa. Just... sex toys, whip him out, put something in his ass. Just, here's the thing, unleash a freak. I feel like I'm different personalities in the bedroom with different people, and you have to, like, one day you just have to flip a switch and just say, fuck it, I don't want vanilla, boring, missionary sex. You have to lead by example. He will not read your mind. He doesn't know what you want. He doesn't know what, as far as he knows, if you haven't had the conversation, he's hitting it right. He's doing the right thing. You need to take that man by the reins. Ride him like a horse. Come on in and just be like, look, I got some little hand ties. Like, I want to be tied up. Or I want to tie you up. And I want to just have my way with you all afternoon. Just leave him there, naked, sprawled apart with a ball gag and nice little eye mask in on his bed. Put some shit in his ass.
Yeah, exactly. Or she should go to Mexico and fuck that other guy's dad.
everyone's just fucking this guy's dad. This poor dude. Okay, this was too long to send the box. So I had a pretty intense sexual experience the other day, and I ended up bleeding and in extreme pain after the fact. It was obviously all consensual, and I have never felt the need to use a safe word. But about a day later, I fell into an extreme depression because my partner never comforted me after the experience. I think their words were, okay, now put your clothes on. We have to go back to work. I don't know, where are you having sex? Like,
that's badass.
That's good. Look, I guess it's a little bit of fun, like a little work play. And then he didn't want to try to talk to me after. How do I express that I need some sort of comforting after those kinds of experiences without sounding incredibly needy? And how can I express that I need comforting in the moments after sex, which my partner might not have realized was hurting me so much? I'm always so concerned about sounding needy or off-putting, but the experience was incredibly hurtful and I don't know how to express it. My love, I'm sorry that that happened, and I'm sorry that it was a little bit too rough and he drew blood. That sounds very, very violent. Well, it doesn't sound violent. It sounds like hectic sex. But here's the thing. You need, like, some dudes are like, some people don't really give a fuck about situations. Like, and I used to be that guy. I used to be like, yeah, have sex and then literally just roll over. Like, okay, cool. Like, I'm leaving. you have to tell us because how do we know? Like, you could be feeling all these emotions and hurt and depressed in your head, but you need to vocalize it to him. And I know it's a lot easier said than done, but you'd be like, hey, look, this is what happened last time. Last time I was hurting and I was depressed for a couple of days because of what happened, and I was, you know, pretty sore from what happened. I would love next time if, you know, we hook up or what happens, if you could just show a little bit more compassion and cuddle me a little bit more or take a little bit more care of me. Like, it would just be one text, send the text, put your phone in airplane mode, go have a breathe and come back. And if he's a human, he'll understand. He'll be like, oh shit. Like, I did, like, here's the thing. Like, it's never intentional. It's not like he's like, you know, going in there and like wanting to just fucking hurt you and destroy your fanny. Like, that's not what we're trying to do. Like, we're trying to have good, consensual, fun, playful, enjoyable sex. We don't want to be, you know, bleeding down there or like hurting you at a point. Like, mm-hmm. I had that the other night. I was hooking up with this girl and just ripped her all over my bed. I was like, fuck, I'm so sorry. There's a war zone in there. I was like, I'm sorry. We chilled out. We relaxed and just made sure she was okay. It's just, I think it just takes a little bit of compassion, and I think you just need to be like, hey, like, after, be like, come on, like, that isn't okay. You can't just fuck me and then say, let's go back to work. Like, it's, I think there's a big difference between, like, younger guys and, you know, young guys and women. Like, women need to feel like, you know, that they're cared for and catered and felt and emotionally connected, whereas for sex with some guys, it's just, like, just physical and they don't care and they're out of there. So I think that's why, like, you need to be like, you know what, like, you know what you do, you know what you deserve, and you know what is right, and you know what you need. And that it's a two-way street. Like, it's a 50-50 game. Like, you know, no one should be prioritized over the other person. Yeah
absolutely. We should connect this guy to the vanilla lady. The vanilla lady seems like...
We could be a matchmaker. It's a tap-in matchmaking, speed dating.
Let's do some matchmaking on this show. Let's get that guy's dad laid.
Let's get a fucking run row on the Mexico trip. I'm actually going to Mexico for my birthday. I explained it, but I need some Mexico love. I need some birthday love come 24th. Like, I'm very needy. I'm pick me right now, but... Okay, hey Harry, I absolutely love your show and I really love you guys so much. I'm a virgin and my boyfriend wants to have sex with me. My boyfriend wants to have sex with him. He says it's a basic need. But I'm ready. But I'm not ready yet. But I fear he might go back to his ex knowing they had an awesome sex life. What should I do? I'm really worried. Please tell me. Thank you. Damn. Look, I feel like sex and physical connection is a need. It is. Like, it makes you feel more intimate with that person, you know, their body inside and out, but it's your virginity. That shit's special. And I don't think sex is the end of the world. Like, there's other things to do. Like, you can have head, you can foreplay, you can do other things. If it's not the right person, you shouldn't give your virginity to him. Like, it's just not the right way to go about it. Like, if you're worried that he's gonna go fuck another bitch, don't give your virginity to him. It's not the right guy. Like, if he is threatening going back to his ex-girlfriend because you won't pop a little puss for him, that's a red flag. You should fuck his dad. No. You should not do that.
You should blow his dad. Don't give up your virginity.
Yeah, don't give up for a little pea brain that will drop you at the, just for some sex. Like, sex isn't the end of the world. Like, it isn't the
be all
have all. Like, we don't care about sex. I'm a virgin.
There's like that story of... The two ladies fighting over the baby, right? And then the king says, all good, we'll just cut the baby in half. Mm. And then the mom, the real mom of the baby, says, you know what, don't cut him in half, just give it to her. And then the king's like, give that baby to the girl who said, give it away. Because only the real mom would say, don't cut the baby in half, right?
True. Where were you going with that?
So that's like the test, right? You have to give it up to the guy that says, I'll wait as long as you need. And then you fuck him.
Yeah. That's what you need to do. That's a good way to go about it. Be like, you know what? Go. Leave. And if he doesn't, then you fuck him.
Exactly.
Damn, but good.
Oh, I got a question. Hey, it says, hey, Harry, I slept with that annoying guy that you sometimes sit next to on your show, and he made me come way too many times and way too hard. And I don't know what to do because I don't think I'll ever be able to be with another person again.
Damn. I always get these DMs. Like, Abby just keeps hurting. Like, blow my back out. It's crazy. I had to actually cut out like 40 of those ones. You've had a big week, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Just, you know what? He's a great guy. Just stay with him. He will never cheat.
Yeah.
Now, this one's actually gross. This one's actually like made me feel weird. My man won't stop talking in baby talk, even in bed. I'm so grossed out. Help me.
Oh, fuck. Fuck. I like to, like, I always, whenever someone writes in, I like to give the guy the benefit of the doubt a little bit. Because, you know, but baby talk.
Like, people are into different flavors of ice cream.
Yeah.
And we respect that. But baby talk, I get it if you're talking to a baby or if you're talking to a puppy. But in the bedroom, imagine like, I couldn't. I would be so pissed.
Yeah.
I would be furious.
Look, we're not kink shaming.
We have to reiterate that.
I'm kink shaming. don't talk like a baby.
Just like time and place. Baby, puppy, we get it. But in the bedroom, okay, she needs help. How do we do it? Slap him in the head.
Yeah.
I haven't unlocked that part of my character yet. I feel like there's going to be a point where I'm like 30 and bored and just like doing weird shit like that. And, you know, I'm excited for that day, but I just can't imagine. Like, what? Because, you know, shoot, people talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'd have to sign an NDA. Like,
yeah.
There's no way I'd be walking around diaper shitting in it and pissing my pants.
No.
And like, come on.
No.
Wipe my ass.
Yeah, yeah. Not in front of girls.
Like, imagine. The baby talk thing, we'll finish up on that. Just really, like, if you're about to hook up again, just tell him, look, like, I think you're rock solid. I think you're a 10 out of 10. You're a fucking dime. But when you do that goo goo gaga shit, I dry up like a fucking desert. Please stop it. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting. It's not attractive. And the next girl that you date will embarrass you in the group chat. You know, imagine the breakup. Yeah. Like, imagine if you have a really toxic breakup and they just post on the story. Oh, by the way, everyone, he talks in baby talk when he comes.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, like, imagine, like, I have a sex, like, mama, milkies. Anyway, I'm sorry. Let's wrap this in the butt. Abby, yeah. Any more to say?
So you're excited for Mexico. We talked about that.
Yeah.
What's the plan? You're going to party it up?
I'm breaking the drinking ban.
Nice.
I'm going to be a mess.
Good. You deserve it. You work hard.
Absolute shambles. It's going to be great. And I'm also doing my, because I go live on Triller like every Monday.
Yeah.
So that's my birthday. That
nice.
Day. So if you tune into that.
Your birthday is on the 24th?
Yeah.
Nice.
Tune in. If you tune
in. Wait, you're going to be in Mexico until the 24th?
No, I'm coming back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going this weekend, which is
early birthday.
If you're listening right now, I just got back from Mexico. going to deal with some business.
Nice. Oh.
And then I'm coming back Sunday, and then the next weekend I'm going again.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's bad. But this.
Oh.
Yeah, but if you're listening, you should be the only people that know that I've been in Mexico this weekend, because I'm not going to post about it. It has to be
posted. So I'm the only, right currently as we record this right now.
Yes.
I'm the only person that knows you're going to Mexico.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope you appreciate this episode. We're getting back on our feet. I'm starting to feel, you know, kind of normal again. We have a couple big episodes coming up. I know we've done a couple solo back to back. I'll bring guests back in, but if you want solo chat and if there's anything you really do enjoy, DM us, DM Tap In Clips on Instagram, mm-hmm. or just leave a comment. We'd love it. I read your comments. I'm in there. My dad comments frequently. Dad, I know you're listening, and I'm sorry I have to hide you from the channel because some of the comments were not what we want. Not what we want, Dad. And I love you, so and you know that. So,
yeah, where are the hoes at?
No, he was so crazy. He's so funny. I FaceTimed him the other night. And I had like a friend over, and I showed him, and he was like, "Oh, who? How is she in your place?" I was like, "Dad, come on, it's me. Like, I'm doing okay over here." He freaked out. He's like, "Oh my god, wow, it's crazy." Like, poor dude, like 60 in the middle of nowhere, and it's 65 in the middle of nowhere in the middle of New Zealand, like just so excited. He's like, "Damn." So yeah, shout out to Dad. Thank you so much for all the comment. And we love you guys. And thank you so much for all the love, all the DMs. It means more to me than anything. On my Instagram, I'll probably post, you know, where, or Instagram and Twitter, where we're going to donate the money. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Make sure you give it a follow. Make sure you leave 5 stars. And we love you the most. Have a great week. Enjoy. It's going to be a great week. Productive. And the next episode is going to be monster. So make sure you subscribe.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.